For decades, the Hamilton Steelworks operation was one of the biggest in North America. But like so much of the steel industry around the Great Lakes and northeastern U.S., it has fallen into decline. In 2007, Stelco sold to U.S. Steel. The conditions of that sale, agreed to with the Canadian government, remain confidential to this day. Gary Howe has been a steelworker for more than 30 years. He's the president of Steelworkers Local 1005 in Hamilton.
Well, we don't know what they were because the only thing that we knew through the federal government, it was supposed to be a net benefit to Canada. And then all the information and all the deals that they had were secret under the Investment Canada Act.
A year later, the recession of 2008 saw the beginning of a major downturn in the steel market. By last year, U.S. Steel Canada went into bankruptcy protection after several years of losses totaling $2.4 billion. Now, as part of a restructuring, it wants to stop making certain pension plan contributions and to stop paying health benefits to some 20,000 pensioners. One of them is Cecil Crook, a steel worker for 37 years.
They're just doing a number on us, and they're taking our health, my dental, my vision, drugs, the whole nine yards.
Although Crook feels bitterness towards U.S. Steel, he also blames Canada's former prime minister.
Mr. Harper, he signed a paper saying that they could do this.
It's not just the pensioners who will feel the impact. U.S. Steel also wants the city of Hamilton to write off $6 million in municipal taxes. Fred Eisenberger is the mayor of Hamilton.
$6 million overall hit, let's say, that would cause us necessarily to look at a tax increase of 1% to make up that shortfall.
Less than a mile from Hamilton's industrial sector is the office of Steelworkers Local 1005. Union leaders like 1005's Vice President Dennis Van Meer says U.S. Steel caused the crisis because it set up its Canadian operations to fail.
I believe they're trying to get out of their pension obligations, restructure their business and refinance their debt, and then it's business as usual.
Van Meer says the restructuring has set a dangerous precedent and possibly a blueprint for other big corporations to follow in Canada and even in the U.S. And while the steel industry in the region has taken on the mantle of the Rust Belt and only the skeletons of the once mighty industry remain, the 20,000 retired workers of U.S. Steel Canada and their families will soon join the uncertainty and tougher times facing so many of their counterparts to the south.
Oh, we are the men of the Steelworkers Union. From
the WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Hamilton.
From ingot mold stripping, from scarfing and chipping, from out where the slack pots are dumped on the fill.